The poem Frost on the Octopus came about because of my admiration for Robert Frost's single-sentence sonnet, The Silken Tent. I thought it was just, you know, it's a lovely poem, and formally it's just this incredible acrobatic feat to write a one-sentence sonnet, and I wanted to do the same. And I was trying and trying and trying to write a one-sentence sonnet, and I kept failing. And then I thought, well, maybe it'll be easier if I make my own poem a kind of response to Frost's poem, and essentially use the first line to steal his first line, which is, "She is, as in a field, a silken tent." So my first line is, "She is, as at the fair, both circus tent." And as I said earlier, this is Frost's Silken Tent is a poem that I admire, but at the same time, it's still a very problematic poem. It's somewhat sexist. It's a poem of praise for a woman, and she's being compared to something that actually doesn't move and has really no agency of its own. It's being supported by this phallic central supporting pole. So it's a poem that on the one hand I love, but on the other hand I have some quarrels with. So I chose for the subject a female octopus, and the species of the octopus is the blue-ringed octopus, which is one of the most poisonous animals in the world. And so I wanted to have this sonnet also be about a female figure who has actually a great deal of power and agency, which comes with its own set of complications as well. And that's how that poem came about. And, you know, it's both a celebration and a quarrel with Frost, which I think is really the, you know, it's one of the best ways, I think, to interact with another poet, is to be able to admire them and admire them enough to be able to argue with them as well.